Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, let's start off with precious metals, and I'm not going to ask you for levels here. I'm just going to ask you for a general update on the pullback that we continue to see in gold and silver and the precious metal stocks. Any chance that this pullback is going to end sometime soon? Because boy, oh boy, it's come on very quick and it's been, in a way, quite relentless to the downside.
Hi, Corey. Yes, I think it's going to end very soon, actually. Now, the larger question is, will there be a lower low after this, or will miners rebound and then kind of consolidate for a little while? You know, I'm not quite sure about that. But in the very short term, I think we are going to get a bounce coming into the week. If you look at breadth numbers for the Huey, GDX, GDXJ, even coming into Monday, my breadth figures for the percentage of these stocks that had closed above the 20-day and 50-day moving averages was like 4% or 5%. So in a very short-term sense, the sector is extremely oversold. You could say the same about the stock market. You look at some sentiment indicators for the stock market, they are off the charts bearish. So I think the path of least resistance, at least in the first half of May, maybe the entire month, is going to be higher. So I do think we're going to see a rally. As for, are we putting in a low that's going to be a higher low for the stocks? I'm not quite sure yet. I'm not ready to say. I mean, it will depend on the macro factors and, looking further out. Eventually, the Fed is probably going to have to shift their policy. That's going to be really bullish for the sector. But we know that's probably not a month or two away. But, you know, leading up to that point, that's what I'm thinking about now. We need to see a peak in bonds, a reversal in yields to the downside, and the yield curve reinvert. You know, I'm not saying that's going to happen this week or this month, but that's the thing that I would look for. We get that kind of development, which would lead to the Fed shifting policy. You know, that kind of development, if we see bonds like really getting a huge bid here in the next couple weeks, then that could, you know, limit the downside potential after this rebound in gold and the gold stocks. You know, as for silver and juniors, you know, we can talk about that in a different question, but, they might need some more time because I don't think the macro is favorable for those yet.
Well, yeah, Jordan, it makes more sense that gold and maybe the larger gold stocks would get a premium bid here compared to silver or the juniors. But when you say you're expecting potentially a little bit of a bounce, not just in the precious metals, but also in the general equities and a reversal in fortune for bonds, where bonds will start getting a bid and then the rates will come down. Do you see that being tied to any fundamental news like the Fed continuing to like stab at inflation by hiking their rates? Or do you think it's just a technical oversold bounce that needs to happen in the bonds and in the precious metals and even in the general markets?
It's a really good question. Sentiment is a big reason why. If you look at sentiment indicators, there was the Merrill Lynch fund manager survey, which comes out every month. And if you look at the positioning of those fund managers in bonds, it was, I think if I recall correctly, probably the most bearish on bonds that we've seen in over a decade. And looking at other sentiment indicators, I mean, everybody has bearish on bonds. Everybody has gotten out of bonds. So just based on that alone, I think bonds are going to rally. We're going to see yields come down. You know, the markets, as I said, they're a discounting mechanism, so they always look ahead. But if we get some news coming this month or in the weeks ahead, that could, you know, lead to the economy slowing more towards recession, or, you know, we get inflation cooling off or whatnot. Those types of things could provide more of a bid in bonds. But I mean, I don't know if we necessarily need some news to bring about this huge reversal in the bond market. I think it's so stretched that it could happen before you even know what the news is. And I'm just looking further out. I think it's potential for the economy to really roll over, and you get potential peak in commodity prices. I mean, you get those things happening, bonds are going to scream higher and yields are going to drop significantly, in my opinion. So I'm not predicting that's going to happen immediately, but I think I would be on guard for something like that in the next couple of months. And that should be really bullish for precious metals, because that will lead to the Fed realizing, oh crap, we're basically done. We can't hike anymore. So that's why I'm thinking about the bond market so much.
What about the U.S. equity market, Jordan? Because in all fairness, the first quarter for U.S. markets was one of the worst in recent memory. And we continue to see volatility, and we continue to see these markets generally in a downtrend. It's been years since we've seen markets under this sort of pressure. How can that correlate over to investor sentiment, either into precious metals or strictly into a sentiment where they just pull money, all money off the table?
Yeah, it's really interesting, because I think you could see bonds in the stock market rally in tandem. And if that comes to pass, it'll be interesting to watch the relationship. Like, if you see that happening and you see, gold stocks get a relief rally, but you see bonds really outperforming the stock market during this rally, that's definitely going to be a more bearish signal medium term, because if the stock market's really oversold, so you want it to have a really good rally. But if bonds are rallying more than the stock market, that could be a signal of what's coming. And looking further out, I'm not sure of the short term or medium term correlations, but looking further out, if we get this rally, say for a month or two in the stock market, I mean, if the stock market rolls over after that, late summer, or early fall, that would correlate with or coincide with the Fed having to get ready to cut rates and, gold really starting to attack resistance again. That's when you can see the negative correlation reemerge. But in the very short term, you could see a rebound in all these things because they're really oversold. But looking further out, that's what I would be worried about with the stock market. After this rally, if a bear market has already begun after this rally, then look out. The stock market could, when it rolls over again, that's going to be trouble. However, that would likely coincide with gold starting to take off again. And at the same time, the Fed, they wouldn't be hiking rates. They'd be getting ready to cut rates in that scenario, because that's what happens when the market rolls over, seriously rolls over. I mean, that's when the Fed, if they're hiking, they stop and they immediately get ready to cut rates. So that's definitely something to think about after we get this oversold bounce.
Jordan, just one more thing on that intermarket analysis between the general markets and, let's say, the precious metals. You've made the point in the past that quite often you'll see the divergence where the precious metals will start outperforming the general markets, even if the general markets are correcting some. But some would point to, past periods where there was a crash in the general markets and it just pulled the whole precious metal sector down with it. Do you want to see that divergence happen over a more gradual period of time, or are you worried that this would also hit the precious metals?
Well, I think it depends on the pace of the move. I mean, obviously 2020, 2008, the 2020 crash, of course, only lasted a month. So if you had like a real severe sell-off in the stock market, it's possible precious metals could get hit a little bit. But I mean, I was just looking at the gold to S&P 500 ratio. And I mean, you look at 2008 and 2020 and what happened during the most, the most severe part of those declines. Of course, 2020 was only 1 month. But looking at 2008, what happened after summer? And if you look at the gold to S&P 500 ratio, in both those instances, it was surging higher. And then, of course, after that, you had spectacular moves in precious metals. So I'm not sure, assuming the stock market is in a bear market and is going to move lower after this bounce, I'm not sure how severe and how quick that type of a decline would be. But I mean, if it's not a quick decline, I think, gold would, depending how severe or quick the decline is, I think gold would have a chance to, maybe even break out. I mean, because it's that negative correlation which is going to lead to gold breaking out. It's just, depending on the nature of the decline in the stock market, it's difficult to assess, is gold going to easily break out, or, could gold have a sharp pullback and then it breaks out? I don't know. But what I do know is the stock market has to have some kind of a rollover for gold to break out. If we see the stock market have a really good rally and it lasts for 3, 4, or 5 months, the stock market isn't going to break out in that environment. Like, if that happens, you can forget about a breakout this year. So we'll see how things develop and, how the entire, precious metal sector is trading. But I'm not, that worried about a significant decline in precious. Like, I'm not that worried about the stock market pulling down precious metals at this point. And, one reason is because, when the stock market really started to fall in the 2000-2002 bear market, that's when precious metals really began to get a bid and move significantly higher. So we have to be careful of just assuming the stock market will pull everything down, because there are some historical examples where it doesn't do that.
All right, Jordan, we'll wrap it up here. Look, we're going to see some volatility quite soon because we are recording this right before the Fed statement and meeting. But we just need to see, a bit of sentiment change. And you outlined a number of things that we could watch for, also paying close attention to what the stock market is doing. So, Jordan, thank you, as always, for your time, buddy. We'll chat next week with the Fed meeting behind us, and we'll see if any of the precious metals have bottomed by then. Thanks for your time, Jordan. Have a great rest of your week.